Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome in, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. We've got an outstanding broadcast lined up for you. As a matter of fact, we're going to be talking about lots of things, including the upcoming Los Angeles International Auto Show. I'm going to be out there recording interviews here for the broadcast, and in this first segment and in this first hour, we'll talk to you a little bit about some of the vehicles that are going to be unveiled. I just recently returned from the SEMA show, the big aftermarket show in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we were scheduled to play a bunch of interviews from that here today, but we've had a little technical glitch on the computer side of the fence here at my humble Boston studio, so we will not be able to bring you the SEMA coverage this week, but we promise you another week we will hit you up big time with that. Telephone-wise, here's the way to get a hold of us anytime throughout the broadcast. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or you can shoot me an email, boblongradio@yahoo.com. That's boblongradio@yahoo.com. Or my other one is bob@boblongradio.com. Well, as I mentioned, coming up this week, the press days of the LA Auto Show are upon us. They will be happening on the Wednesday and Thursday of this upcoming week, and then the show will open to the public a little later on in the week. I believe the official first public day is Saturday, but there are a number of private events that go on, kind of sneak previews, I believe Thursday night as well as Friday. Let me tell you about some of the important vehicles that are going to be making either their North American debut or their world debut at the upcoming event in Los Angeles. Well, number one, Porsche is going to be unveiling to North America their newest incarnation of their oldest vehicle, the Porsche 911, which is one of the longest running vehicles in all of the world, is going to be introduced in its latest incarnation. It reportedly has grown in size slightly, lengthwise, wheelbase-wise. It incorporates some new technologies, including a 7-speed manual transmission, as well as an update to the PDK gearbox. Styling-wise, as you would expect, evolutionary. The 911 continues to look much as it did decades ago when it first was introduced some 40-plus years ago. Other vehicles being introduced in L.A. include the 2012 BMW 3 Series. This is an all-new variant of BMW's bestseller here in North America. And typical of BMW, they're going to bring the vehicle out in dribs and drabs. They're going to begin with the sedans. They'll unveil in Los Angeles the two sedan variants of the 3 Series, and then at further auto shows, they'll unveil the coupe variants, and then they'll unveil the convertible variants, and then finally, they will unveil the M version of the 3 Series. This is the sixth generation of the 3 Series model, and they're calling it greener, leaner, and more efficient and dynamic than before. Certainly in the engine department, there's some news to talk about. Traditionally, this has always been a six-cylinder vehicle, at least here in the United States of America. Well, that's interesting. Where's that coming from? Let's get rid of that. For the first time, they're going to be offering the BMW 3 Series with a four-cylinder standard engine here in North America. It will be a turbocharged four-cylinder. So that's big news. And, of course, we can expect improvements across the board in the drivetrain as well as more features and styling. I would have to say also evolutionary, like the Porsche. No groundbreaking new design here in the 3 Series from BMW in its sixth generation. Audi's got a couple of hot vehicles they're going to be introducing in the City of Angels S variants of two different models. And when Audi puts the S badge on their car, that means it's the ultimate performance variant of that particular vehicle. So in Los Angeles, we'll see the unveiling of the beautiful S7, which is the five-door hatchback, recently introduced model from the Audi brand, as well as the top-of-the-line model for Audi, the A8, which will be shown in S8, guys. We can expect maximum power and maximum performance from both of these vehicles and a maximum price tag as well. Ford is going to be making lots of news at the LA Auto Show. They've got a number of important unveils, including a all-new Ford Escape vehicle, as well as a refreshing Ford Flex. Let's begin by telling you about the Ford Flex. The Ford Flex is a big seller in the state of California. It still hasn't really taken off across America, but the fact that it does so well in California keeps it in production, and a lot of people look to California as kind of being a trend-setting state, so they are expecting eventually the rest of the country will embrace the Flex like the folks in California have. Styling-wise, a number of slight touches upgrade the look of the Flex from being a little less square than in past incarnations. Interior-wise, it gets a whole slew of upgrades, including Ford's MyTouch system, which is an upgraded variant of their sync system. I only experienced the MyTouch system once, to be honest with you, and it was at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit last January. The good folks at Ford lent me a front-wheel drive variant of their Lincoln MKS, and I found the MyTouch system to be quite complicated to learn, at least right off the bat. I'm sure once you drive the car for a while and once you read the owner's manual, it's probably extraordinarily simple to use, but it has umpteen different voice commands. It can do everything but make your lunch. It is quite an electronics masterpiece, so to speak, and this is going to be the second Ford vehicle to have the MyTouch in it. The current new Ford Explorer has the MyTouch system available as well. Safety is an area in which the Ford Flex is going to be improved for the 2013 model year. They're putting inflatable rear, I was going to say airbags, but they're seatbelts. Imagine that, inflatable rear seatbelts in the Ford Flex. This is another step from the Ford Explorer, which has them in its model lineup. So now these safety items, which are very innovative to say the least, with an airbag being built into the seatbelt, are going to be part of the Ford Flex lineup for 2013. The Flex also gets adaptive cruise control, which is a safety feature. It also gets some other safety enhancements, including a very advanced traction control system that we'll tell you a little bit later about here in the broadcast. Pricing-wise, you can expect about the same thing from the Flex, and of course the Flex has got two very good power plants, a V6 at 3.5 liters, normally aspirated, and it gains 20 horsepower, and it also gains an additional 1 mile per gallon. So kind of having your cake and eating it too. The Ford Flex for 2013 is going to give you more ponies and more miles per gallon at the pump, so that's a win-win for everybody. If you step up to the upgraded engine, it comes with two turbochargers called the EcoBoost 3.5 power plant, V6, with V8 power, 350 horsepower, 350 pound-feet of torque, and pricing will be announced, as I mentioned, down the road. Straight ahead, more about the LA Auto Show and more of Auto World coming your way.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Men accept a lot of things that seem to come with age, like gaining fat, feeling down, even a low sex drive. But these things aren't always age-related. It could be due to a natural decline in your testosterone levels. There is something you can do. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a new cutting-edge supplement for men. Ageless male is all natural, and it's clinically shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. Be the guy you used to be, with the youthful energy, the positive outlook, and the healthy sex drive you once had. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Hurry, this special offer won't last. Just call 800-750-1576. That's 800-750-1576. With Ageless Male, you can raise testosterone naturally by 61%. Don't wait another day. Just call 800-750-1576. That's 800-750-1576.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, Be Prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 182-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. Matt Johnson, my fine producer at the GCN Radio Network, has informed me we have a new telephone number, and we are very excited about it because it is the first time that I'm going to be able to use this new prefix. As the world gets more complicated as we speak here, it's a new toll-free line. It's 855. That's right. It's not 800. It's not 888. It's not 866. It's 855. 855. 660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. And in honor of that, we'll throw a trivia question out there just for the heck of it. Why don't we do that right now? What does Audi call their all-wheel drive system? Since I was just talking about Audi and the unveils they're going to be having at the L.A. Auto Show with their S variants, those are the real cool ones. Those are the real expensive ones, and that's what they're going to be unveiling at the L.A. Auto Show, the S variant of the A7, as well as the A8, which is one of my favorite luxury sedans in all of the world, to be honest with you. With money no object, that is a fine luxury sedan. It's got the aluminum architecture, and it really is cool. Speaking of cool, the folks at Jaguar, another one of my favorite brands, price no object. Right now, they've got a really, really hot version of the XK out there. It's called the XKRS. I love the XK. It is one of my favorite vehicles. I hope someday I'm able to purchase a pre-owned version of the XK because I have a soft spot in my heart for this vehicle. It's a vehicle I used on my honeymoon for a little road trip, and to me it's kind of a junior Aston Martin at a better price. But right now they have this coupe, which is a very dynamic and very, very hot, to say the least, the XKRS. And in Los Angeles, they're going to have a special event, the folks at JAG, in which they're going to introduce a convertible version of this XKRS, and they're going to actually do it on Facebook as well. So if you're into the Facebook thing, you can look up JAG, and you can actually see the event as it happens in the City of Angels. Calling in already on the new 800 number, which is 855, not 800. Once again, we'll remind you of the new number as we look at it one more time because I am slightly brain dead. 855-660-4261. We have Jake joining us in TJ, how do you like that? Brain dead across the board. TJ, listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL. TJ, thank you very much for calling in. How are you doing?
Real well. It's a new number's kind of hard to get a hold of, isn't it?
It really is. I didn't realize that the telephone folks had expanded toll-free to that new prefix, the 855. That's a funky one. Have you heard of that one before?
I actually saw it this morning. I was watching one of the political talk show programs, and I saw it on there, and I didn't know what it was. I honestly didn't. I assumed it was toll-free, and sure enough, it was.
Yeah, I guess we're on the cutting edge there, if you just saw it this morning. So that's great. So how's the weather treating you in the great state of Iowa? How are things?
Well, we've had a great weekend. We were supposed to get some rain today, and the sun shone for 2 days. It's supposed to be nice tomorrow, even in the mid-50s. A little breezy, but we'll take the sunshine in the mid-50s.
Excellent. I was giving you guys a little preview of some of the vehicles that are going to be unveiled at the Los Angeles Auto Show, talking about some pricey but beautiful Audis. And through the trivia question out there, it is a rather easy one in my opinion. But then again, that's all in depends on your perspective, so to speak. What's the all-wheel drive system? No.
Well, I've never owned one, and I've only gotten to ride in one once. Is it the Quattro?
That's right. The Audi Quattro system is the all-wheel drive system. Which Audi did you get a chance to ride in?
Oh, boy. I was in high school, which was many years ago, so I could honestly tell you what it was.
Well,
friend's mother's car, to be honest with you, so we'll leave the story there, but yeah.
that's okay. We'll leave the story there. I like that. Very good. But, yeah, the Quattro system is definitely one of the best all-wheel drive systems out there. I did own an Audi TT with my wife for a few years before we had our baby daughter. So I had some personal experience with it, and I've driven a lot of press cars with the Quattro system, and it is a fine one indeed. All-wheel drive seems to be becoming more and more commonplace across North America. Lots of automakers are now offering it, across the board, and it does make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, it really does. No issues with having to change it from 2 to 4 or anything, and the mileage, they've got it where the mileage stays good when you're in all-wheel drive.
How about your favorite new car of the moment? If you had the money, if you won the lottery or came into some money and you wanted to buy yourself a new vehicle, what would you buy? And also,
well, it's odd. I've seen a bunch of the A6s, A4s, A8s in the last 6 months, and they really caught my eye.
Oh, that's cool. I haven't driven the new A6. That's supposed to be a great new vehicle. I was going to be making a trip to Detroit, and they were going to put me in one, but it got canceled last minute. But they're great vehicles, definitely, and Audi is kind of the benchmark for interior design, as well as lots of automakers have kind of copied them over the years. How about classic cars? Do you have a favorite older vehicle you'd like to?
I had a 66 Mustang back in the day, so, you know, that's always got a near and dear spot in my heart.
Absolutely. There's nothing like the early Mustangs. People adore them. Well, terrific. Thank you so much, TJ. Hold on
for Matt,
and we're going to send you a token of our appreciation here, a little prize from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. The telephone number, once again, we'll give it out. I have to look at it because I am that brain dead here today, but we'll get it through my somewhat thick skull, 855-660-4261, and we're going to get lots more calls. That's what Matt was telling me off air with his brand new number, so we're looking forward to chatting with you about that. Let's throw out another trivia question and just kind of keep the ball rolling here. I love talking to you folks all across North America, so don't be a stranger. Anywhere you can dial us up on that number, you can send me an email, boblongradio@yahoo.com. The question is, which Japanese auto manufacturer was the first to build some cars in the good old U.S. of A.? Which car company? You know all the Japanese car companies. I won't give you hints for the moment here. Which one was the first to actually build a factory and start building cars in the U.S.? Today, I would say just about all of them build cars in the U.S. I know Mazda is probably going to stop building cars in the U.S. because they had an alliance with Ford, which is now going away. But we'll find out if you know the answer on the other side as Auto World continues.
In my staying trade late one night, when an XKE pulled up on the ride, he rolled down the window of his shiny new Jag and challenged me then and there to a drag. I said, "You're on, buddy, mom, just running fine."
We've been receiving calls from listeners asking us about home service contracts. Are they just another form of insurance? The answer is no. In fact, they're just about the opposite. Home service contracts cover payment to have your home's major systems and appliances repaired or replaced due to normal wear and tear, which a homeowner's insurance policy doesn't cover. A home service contract would pay for repairs or to replace plumbing systems, heating systems, electrical systems, your kitchen range and oven, water heaters, central air conditioning, a washer, a dryer, and a refrigerator. American Home Shield Corporation, founded 32 years ago, has a nationally recognized reputation for quality service at a fair price. Thinking about or even in the process of selling your home? An American Home Shield contract would help assure the buyers that they won't have to worry about having to pay for a major system failure after they take title. And that makes selling your home a whole lot easier. Be a smart homeowner. Call American Home Shield today, 1-800-247-4749. That number again, 1-800-247-4749.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We are back, and we thank you very much for joining us here live all across North America. Of course, during the week, you can check us out as well at GCNlive.com, the archives there, or AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com, one of my side projects. You can check that out, and we got free apps on both sites, both the GCN site as well as Automotive Radio Network, so you can go to town, so to speak. We got a question out there of the trivia kind, and the question is about the first Japanese automaker to set up shop and actually start building cars here in the USA. Let's go to Mike, who also joins us in Iowa, listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Hey there, Mike. How you doing?
Doing good. I like your show.
Hey, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Isuzu.
Isuzu is a very interesting guest. There's a brand that you don't hear so much of these days, but very good guess, but unfortunately, Mike, not the correct one. How about your favorite new vehicle? What would that be?
I don't know. I like my old Honda Insight, actually.
Oh, you got an Insight. Very good. And how has it been treating you?
I love it. It's my favorite motorcycle of the world. It's comfortable. It's aerodynamic. It's weather protected, and it rides rough, but I love it. It does the job that I always wanted a motorcycle to do.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on that. And don't be a stranger. Please call us again.
I had a question.
Sure.
Could you comment and tell us when the Volkswagen 1 liter is going to be coming out? Because that's one of my favorite cars of the future. I'd love to have one. 200 miles per gallon. You know, that'd be neat.
It would be neat, and I wish I could tell you when Volkswagen is going to introduce that vehicle, but Volkswagen has big plans to expand here in the U.S. Matter of fact, they really want to become a major, major player like they were years ago. So, you know, I would guess it's years away, unfortunately, probably 4 or 5 years away. But it's out there, and definitely a very cool offering. We shall see what happens. Volkswagen's got some very interesting plans for the U.S. Maybe before, you know, they may be pressured to bring it in before. But we shall see. Don't be a stranger. Please call us another time. Let's go to Dane, who is next here on Auto World. Dane, thank you for calling in. How are you today?
Good.
I want to take a stab here. The first Japanese automaker to build a vehicle here in the United States of America. This is going back into the 1980s. They were the first one to put up a plant, which the Japanese car companies was the first.
Honda.
How do you like that? You got it? 100% correct. For extra credit, you know what car they were building?
Civic?
Ah, the Civic. A little bit off on that one, but you got the main question right. It was actually the Accord, so congratulations. How about your favorite new vehicle? What gets your heart a-pumping?
Oh, nothing. They all scare me.
How about older vehicles, classic cars? We all love them. Do you have a favorite? Doesn't look like he's got a favorite. All right, Dane, hold on for Matt. We may be having some funky cell phone problems there, but don't worry. We've got the new state-of-the-art toll-free line here, which is 855-660-4261. See, I'm getting it already slightly ingrained into my overtaxed mind. 855-660-4261. And that is the answer to the trivia question. The first Japanese auto manufacturer to set up a plant was Honda, and they were building the Accord. All right, let's throw out another funky question for you here. The E-Type Jag, one of the most beautiful cars, many people would say, ever designed. Enzo Ferrari, actually, the man behind the brand Ferrari, the father of the Ferrari, so to speak, he called it the most beautiful car ever, which is surprising to me, knowing what I know about Enzo and, you know, his thoughts about various things. He was a very outspoken gentleman, so I'm surprised that he gave that honor to a British automobile. But nevertheless, he did. What year was the XKE? That's what it was called here in the U.S. Over in Europe, it was called the E-Type, and it was sold for quite a chunk of time. It went away after 1974 was the last year here in the U.S., replaced in 1975 by the XJS, which I remember as a kid getting the brochure for that vehicle. Talk about having a lot of nerve. I went into the Jag dealership as a young kid and took one of those brochures of the XJS, Thundering Elegance. I can see it in my mind's eye right now. And hopefully you can see in your mind's eye the answer to this question, which is the E-Type Jaguar, the XKE. What year was that? What year did it make its debut here in the U.S.? It was debuted at the New York International Auto Show. Let me tell you about some of the other things happening this coming week at the 2011 Los Angeles Auto Show. The media days are Wednesday and Thursday of this week, and Auto World will be there recording interviews with all the big wigs, the presidents and the engineers and the designers and the cool people. Maybe we'll get a chance to sit down with Adam Carolla. We usually do when we're in Los Angeles, but he's been very busy of late with his show called The Car Show on the Speed Network, as well as his other comedy stuff that he does so well. But it's always nice to see Adam, and hopefully he'll make time to come over and say hello to us and say hello to you across North America. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing all the great new cars. We've already told you about the Audi S7, the Audi S8 for 2012 and 2013, the sixth generation of the BMW 3 Series. And I started to tell you about Ford. The Flex, refreshened is the word, but more fuel economy, more horsepower, more safety. And if you're driving a big SUV and you don't go off-road and you need to carry around a lot of people, seven people, you should really check out this Flex. I always liked it. You know, I've driven it a couple of times up here in New England. I've driven both the base engine as well as the EcoBoosted engine. The EcoBoost is the one to get if you have the extra money. My father-in-law, actually, from New Jersey, who had bought a minivan, he's big on the Toyota Sienna minivan, and, you know, it seems like he would rather have that than a Rolls-Royce or a Porsche or a Ferrari. He would take his Sienna minivan any day. But when he saw this Ford Flex once when he was visiting up here, he said, boy, you know, I wish I had waited for that. So it impressed my father-in-law. And it's been a mixed sales success for Ford, but I'm glad they're sticking with it. But also in the City of Angels, we'll see the 2013 Ford Escape. It had been rumored that the Escape was going to go away. So it's interesting that they're bringing it out, and it's a thoroughly modern vehicle design-wise, extremely well done, and we'll tell you a little bit more about it later in the broadcast. Cadillac is going to be taking the wraps off a new vehicle. This is called the XTS. This is a larger vehicle. Imagine a vehicle a little bit smaller than the DTS, the front-wheel drive vehicle, and larger than the CTS-V, the CTS, rather, and the CTS-V, the rear-wheel drive vehicle. This vehicle will no doubt be rear-wheel drive and all-wheel drive optional, and very typical Cadillac styling of late, angular. However, when I look at the roofline of this vehicle, it's getting a little more sexy. When we come back on the other side, it's the ultimate Camaro convertible to be unveiled in Los Angeles. Don't go away. I'm Bob Watt.
Wouldn't it be great if you could wash your car anywhere you want, anytime you want? Well, now you can. Wash Drops Wash and Shine formula lifts dirt without scratching surfaces, leaving a beautiful shine. One bucket of water, no hose, and no rinsing. Check out Wash Drops on YouTube, Facebook, and WashDrops.com. Buy Wash Drops on Amazon.com. It's effective, quick and easy, and very economical. 60 cents for a wash with a shine. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. 65. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
The name of the program is Auto World. My name is Bob Lawn. Today we're doing a preview of the upcoming Los Angeles International Auto Show. This coming week we'll be out there recording during the media days, Wednesday and Thursday. On the future editions here of the broadcast, we're going to be playing interviews from the recently held SEMA show. That's what we were scheduled to do today, but I had some computer gremlins here on my end, so we're going to plan to do that another time. Before the break, I was telling you about the ultimate Camaro convertible. Well, it is true. At the Los Angeles show, Chevrolet is going to take the wraps off the 2013 Chevy Camaro ZL1 convertible. This is definitely going to be one hot ride, to say the least, because this is using the same power plant that you're basically getting in the CTS-V coupe and sedan from Cadillac, which is kind of a detuned variant of the ZR1 engine, which is in the very expensive $100,000 plus Corvette. However, the differences between the Cadillac CTS-V models and this ZL1 version, which will be had now both in coupe and convertible fashion, is the Camaro gets a little bit better breathing system. So this vehicle has 558 horsepower. It is the most powerful factory-built Chevrolet convertible ever. And when you compare that power output, and again, it is certainly just an amazing amount of torque as well, 556 pound-feet of torque. They detuned the convertible version slightly from the coupe version of the Chevrolet Camaro ZL1 actually has 580 horsepower, but still, at 558 horsepower, it has more power than a Porsche's 911 Turbo S, which is a really expensive vehicle, $150,000 vehicle. The Mercedes-Benz SL63 AMG, which is also an extraordinarily expensive vehicle, and that vehicle is like $170,000 or $180,000, if you can imagine such a thing. Or the Aston Martin DBS Volante, which is the top-of-the-line Aston Martin and worth more than $300,000. So this vehicle is not going to be cheap. They are not even telling us what it's going to be priced at. Rumor has it that the coupe will be around $50,000. It's a lot for a Camaro, but you have to look at the performance of the vehicle and the rareness. I'm sure they're not going to build a whole lot of these. You can have it with a 6-speed manual. You can have it with a 6-speed automatic, and I applaud them for that. Like the coupe, the convertible will utilize the... This is very fancy language that I'm about to throw at you. Are you ready for it? Strap your seatbelt on, because here it comes. Adaptive... I'm going to mess it up, because I know I'm having one of these days. Adaptive magnetheological dampeners. How do you like that? Doesn't sound right. Didn't come out right. But anyway, it's fancy, schmancy shock absorbers, basically filled with this fluid attached to it, a computer, and it basically adjusts your suspension multiple times per second as you drive down the road. And it's such a good system. Actually, the Corvette offers this same system, all versions of the Corvette, that Ferrari buys the system from General Motors and puts it in their vehicles. But they're not going to want to tell you that when you're writing a $200,000 check for your Ferrari, that you actually have a General Motors suspension system in your Ferrari. But that is the truth. Taking the top off the ZL1 coupe means that the convertible inherits a number of components found on other Camaro convertibles, including a front strut tower brace, a transmission support reinforcement, and a V-shaped brace across the car's rear underbody section. Its closest competitor is the Ford Shelby GT500 Mustang. However, it outmuscles that, and of course you can get that in coupe and convertible as well, by 30 horsepower and 46 pound-feet of torque. However, we hear that Ford is readying an even more powerful GT500 for the 2012 or perhaps 2013 model year. Pricing, as I mentioned, has not been finalized on the 2013 ZL1 convertible, but they should be announced shortly, the numbers, and GM expects the car to hit showrooms by the end of the year. I think they're talking, well, I don't know what they're talking. That's weird. The end of this year? The end of what year? The end of 2012? We're going to have to call them on that, because I don't know. I know they're talking about bringing the coupe version in early next year, so I imagine with the convertible they're talking maybe around the same time. Yeah. I don't know, or maybe later next year. It's definitely a little bit of a mystery here what they've written in the press release, but we'll track it down for you. Buick is going to show off something at the LA Auto Show. The Buick brand continues to surprise lots of people. Of course, it's the number one American brand vehicle in China. The Chinese love their Buicks, and this new Buick is called the LaCrosse GL, and it's a concept vehicle. It's an interesting design. Taking a look at the pictures here as I look on the computer at the Buick Media website. Still got that Buick grill, there's no question about it, but it's riding on some pretty serious wheels and tires. This, of course, is a concept vehicle, and quite often when a automaker shows a concept vehicle at a show to the media and to the public, you know, they'll dress it up with extra big wheels, and that's what they've done on this particular vehicle, no question about it. But they are definitely upping the ante, so to speak, with interior treatments on the Buick. Just taking a look at the interior on this car, extremely well done. Cocachino is what they're calling it, a leather interior, rich light caramel color. The Buick design chief, David Lyon, likes to refer to as beige with ice blue stitching detail in the leather seats. So this vehicle, it also uses a lot of brushed and tinted chrome. It's a good-looking vehicle. There is no question about it. I'm curious as to how the Buicks are selling here. The more recently introduced Buicks like the Regal. The Regal is back, and of course, those that have driven it, I have not driven that one yet, have told me it's a really a surprising ride, quite a sporty ride. You can have it with a turbocharged engine. You can have it with a manual gearbox. A little bit different from what we've seen from Buick in recent years, but this LaCrosse Concept GL, which will be shown in Los Angeles, continues to prove that Buick is here to stay. Fiat, which now falls under the Chrysler Group, as Chrysler and their various brands are jointly owned now by the Italian automaker Fiat, and Fiats are presently being sold at selected Chrysler dealerships across North America. Had a Fiat 500C as a test vehicle in my driveway. Had a chance to drive it a couple of times briefly, and it's definitely a very, very small car, but a fun car. Mine had the automatic transmission, and it's got that sardine roof. It's a convertible, powered convertible. The top goes down, the sides stay up, so imagine like a sardine can rolling back. And, you know, it's not a very powerful vehicle, but nevertheless, it's an eye-catcher. Especially young women seem to be very, very drawn to this vehicle. But what they're bringing in the Los Angeles show is a special vehicle. It's called the Fiat 500 ABARTH. ABARTH is a long-time in-house tuner for Fiat. And these models receive the sport tune suspension, 17-inch wheels, and as well as a more muscular stance. I like the look of the flared wheel wells. Very cool. And it's got a turbocharger. So it's actually got 135 horsepower, 152 pound-feet of torque. So, a cool-looking vehicle. I'll check it out and tell you more about it in Los Angeles this coming week. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.